really reminds us, in the last year, 52% of students have hit, bullied, or taunted fellow classmates. These children believe it's okay to hit or threaten a person who angers them. Bullying is like torture to some kids. Let's stop the hatred. This message is from Tri Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit TryPlacesToLive.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Student Network, and with us this morning is Dr. Linda Longerman, who's given up her medical practice to try to get people to understand that many of the medications that are being prescribed for our children offer psychiatric diseases. Much of the medication that is being put out by our drug companies is wonderful for the drug companies, but does a great deal of harm to people, and especially with the psychiatric drugs, but not simply psychiatric drugs. Certainly the drug industry is a quarter of a $1 trillion business every year, and fortunately, it is being misused with the full help and support of the Federal Drug Administration, where we have some of the finest scientists that money could buy. It's unfortunate, but the reality is that many of the medications that are on the market today here in the United States do far more harm than they do good. Dr. Longerman, why don't you pick up the story and give us the background of why you are so concerned about this?
Well, I was in private practice for 23 years, and over those years, what happened was I started seeing more and more regular folks on psychiatric drugs, one or more, and I started seeing the negative effect it was having on them by their own report, and hearing them be told by the psychiatrist or their general practitioner, you know, that they needed another drug to counteract the negative effect of the first drug. So I started seeing more and more people being damaged, actually, and it affecting their relationships, you know, the antidepressants that are so common now, the class of drugs called the SSRIs, those causing people to not be able to feel, not cry when they needed to and wanted to cry, not feeling connected to their loved ones, some serious effects. And then seeing them gradually come off of the drugs and getting themselves back. But one of the things that I heard a number of times from people was they described it in the same way. They said that they felt, on the psychiatric drugs, they felt like they had no soul, like they were soulless. That's pretty serious when you kind of strip away something as somebody's feeling of their essential being. And it's not hard to understand why some people kill themselves, you know, on these drugs, because everything is gone and nothing means anything anymore. So it was seeing this that there was a tipping point for me, and especially seeing the children, the more and more children. That actually was probably what tipped it over for me, was seeing the radical rise in children being prescribed powerful psychotropic drugs, that I just woke up. It was like all of a sudden my eyes opened, and I was like, oh, my God, like we've been asleep and allowed this to build up, you know, this alliance between psychiatry, the pharmaceutical industry, the government, even in there with the FDA, to where it's seriously compromising people, like as a whole. The major groups that are being targeted are children, for one, preschoolers, right now, one in 70 preschoolers are taking a psychiatric drug. So there's a huge market that the pharmaceutical industry went after. Just it's all profit driven. So that's children. The other is the elderly, because they get Medicaid pays. And so they've targeted elderly in assisted living facilities, being given antipsychotics, the most powerful drugs, to control their behavior, being abused. And then the other is the military. There's like an almost unlimited budget when you look at the military. And the psychiatry pharmaceutical industry has really gotten a foothold there. And from 2005 to 2011, there was a 682% increase in psychiatric prescription given to our veterans and active duty soldiers. And with that, a massive increase in suicides. You know, the military has historically been known for having a lower than normal suicide rate, and it was something that people studied because, you know, here they're exposed to so much. It's really grueling conditions, and then exposed to the horrors of war, some of them that are deployed. And yet they had a lower than the average, you know, population, lower suicide rate. They thought, you know, maybe it's the camaraderie, the structure. But now, with the introduction of massive amounts of psychiatric drugs, there is now, by the U.S. Secretary of Defense, calls an epidemic of suicides in the military. And they keep trying to figure out why, what's going on, and they've hired more mental health workers to try to address this. But it's not a big mystery. All they have to do is read the package insert for the drugs that they are putting these people on, and they would have their answer of why there's such an increase in suicides. It's coincident with the drugging, as is an increase in violence, you know, violent episodes. So this, you know, all of these things combined caused me to, like I said, really wake up, have deep concern about what we're doing to an entire generation of children and their developing brains. And I closed my practice and have just been spending full time in various ways trying to get this message out. I want people to have the facts and the information. They need to be informed to then make their own decisions for themselves and their children. But right now, people are taking drugs and giving drugs to their children with only the information that's provided to them by the pharmaceutical industry that is profiting. And incredibly vital information is being concealed and withheld. You know, the most serious adverse effects possible are from these drugs. You know, death, suicide, homicide. These are known and documented adverse effects of all the psychotropic drugs. I mean, we could take one, each one individually, but they're known. They've been revealed in studies, even the drug company studies that they've, you know, concealed, but now, you know, whistleblowers have put some of this out. They are known by reports to the FDA, and the FDA that, you know, tracks these things, they even estimate that they are only given less than 1% of all of the adverse reactions, you know, get reported to them. So it's good these things are on warning labels now, and that had to be fought for. The, you know, Citizens Commission on Human Rights that I'm a commissioner for fought for that, as well as some other allied groups. But, you know, and that's good because, you know, people at least have a fighting chance. But inexplicably, they're still
sold. Hold that thought, Linda. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Student Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. You're invited to join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2014 on Monday, April the 14th at the Ramada Plaza Hotel in North Glen. You have your choice of a delicious lamb or turkey entree. Adults are $36, children 9 through 12 are $20, children 6 through 9 are $18, and children under 5 are free. Deadline for making your reservations is Friday, April the 4th. Call 1-800-205-6245 and make your reservation for Passover now. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card. Visit www.greencleanfood.com. That's greencleanfood.com. Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, Certified Master Herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free new vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540.
Doing this. I mean, certainly, you know, there's always been guns out there, but you haven't seen the mass shootings that we see, and they are associated with the suicidal and homicidal tendencies. And if you read the package insert on your medication, and when your doctor prescribes your medication, read that insert before you take the medication. I mean, I know you can go to your doctor and say, well, are there any side effects? And he's going to say no, and he's not lying to you intentionally. He just doesn't have time. He goes to meetings, and the truth is he never hears it. He certainly reads his medical journal, and most of the journals or the articles they put there are not the ones that give you the detailed information about the psychotropic drugs and their harmful effects. If you read the package insert, if you read certain specific journals, you can get the truth. But your doctor doesn't know. And I hate to say this, but I know I've practiced medicine. I deal with doctors all the time. I love them. Most of them are well-motivated. But unfortunately, you are responsible for what you put in your body. Read the package insert. You'll be horrified. And then the doctor will say, oh, well, you know, they have to put all that in there. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they have to put it in there because we've seen an epidemic of suicide related to psychiatric drugs and homicide related to psychiatric drugs. And the last thing that the people who produce the drugs want is for people to know it. We're talking about a quarter of a $1 trillion business every year with drugs in America today. And many of them do far more harm than good. Dr. Langevin, you pick up the story.
Well, you brought up a number of, you know, excellent points. I think one of the things, you know, we have all been duped, including, you know, the doctors. Yes, I think most doctors of all kinds go into the field because they want to help people. And they are relying on the journal articles and their, you know, the experts in their fields and the, you know, the related fields. So what's not known is that a lot of those journal articles are ghostwritten. They are written by the pharmaceutical company, and they pay a doctor, a psychiatrist, to put their name on the article. But it's actually been written by the pharmaceutical industry. So when a well-meaning pediatrician, let's say, goes and reads a journal article, they're seeing, oh, this is written by Dr. So-and-so. He's a psychiatrist specialist, works with children. I will take what he says. They don't know that he was paid to just put his name on there, and it's written by the pharmaceutical industry. So it is people's responsibility. And unfortunately, we cannot count on the FDA or, you know, the journal articles anymore. People have to do their own research. They have to use common sense about, you know, these powerful drugs. So that's one thing I think that we've all been taken in on this. And, you know, you've brought up how much money is involved, and it is very serious. You know, we know that when there's that much money at stake, those kinds of interests, they are powerful forces, and it's they have a lot of influence. They can buy people, and they can use all kinds of, you know, nasty tactics to try to smear or discredit or, you know, anybody or any alternative that is brought up that might threaten their profit. Now, you know, the you brought the guns and violence and the mass shootings. This is, you know, we know from the drug inserts that I agree with you, people should really read those and take them to heart. It's not just a bunch of legalese to be ignored. And I think we in our, you know, society have gotten used to just ignoring these warning labels because there are some where it's been like a lot of legalese. But These are really serious, and these do occur. So they're not on there just as a hypothetical. These are the warnings on there get put on there, and it's, like I said, these are hard won. They get put on there because there's so many of these incidents that they kind of are forced to admit that this occurs. So it's very serious. The shootings, that's very true. All of those school shootings, all of them that we have gotten the toxicology reports or the, you know, the medical records, there's like 31 of these school shootings that all of them, where we have the info, were on one or more psychiatric drugs. And, you know, those are the school shootings. There are others, you know, like the recently, when was it, last year? The Aurora, Colorado, it was a movie theater shooting. This guy, James Holmes, went in. I think it was, people refer to it sometimes, the Batman shooting. I think that may be the movie. Anyway, it took 9 months to get released his records, but he was on psychiatric drugs, of course. I mean, anytime you hear one of these weird mass shootings that we didn't used to have decades ago, you know, prior to all the psychiatric drugs, anytime you hear one of those, the very first question to ask is, what psychiatric drug were they on? And there really needs to be a congressional investigation into the link between the psychiatric drugs and the violence. Instead of what happens is those tragedies get exploited by the very industry that created them, you know, this the, quote, mental health, you know, system, and there are calls for more money to be spent on mental health screening and more psychiatric drugs and more, you know, funding for this. And it's what's caused the problem. As you pointed out, guns have always been around. And actually, we have far more gun control now than we ever did. And yet we have these weird shootings that are people on the psychiatric drugs or in the withdrawal phase, which is also causes some extreme withdrawal and violence. And some people. So, you know, what I've started saying right before the break, you know, what's inexplicable to me is that these are still sold. These drugs are still sold, even though we know all of this. And they are given to people, including children, every day. Like, you can't buy a car or an outdoor barbecuer that gives you a warning label that says, you know, you might die if you use this. You know, you'll die in a fiery crash, or the barbecue is going to blow up. You know, you can't buy a product like that. You get the slightest defect, and there's calls for, you know, recall of products. But we've been asleep, and there's no demand that these be taken off the market. You know what's one of these atypical antipsychotics that are the, you know, very commonly prescribed now, the category of atypical antipsychotics, which originally were made for people with schizophrenia, you know, hearing voices, hallucinations, but you don't make much money on that market because there are not that many schizophrenics. So now they've marketed them for depression, ADHD, anxiety. They're given for everything. One of those, Clozaril, it's sold as Clozaril, clozapine. It was first used in the 70s, and very quickly it was removed from the market in 1974. Because there was a high incidence of what's called leukopenia. It's a severe drop in white blood cells. White blood cells are what we need to fight disease. So that was pulled from the market because it was seen as, oh, this is causing a serious medical condition. Again, inexplicably, in 1989, it was reapproved. It was reapproved and put back on the market, something that was taken off that, because of how dangerous it was. Again, this is information. It's available, but it's very buried and concealed. And people just need to know there's so much money here, money interest, and it is not their health that is the interest of these the people in power right now. And it's up to them to get informed. Inform their friends and neighbors and, you know, their family when they're being told that somebody needs a psychiatric drug. It's probably the worst thing that can be done to a person is to put them on a psychiatric drug. It's not going to help anything. Even like the most common depression, you know, people are on so many people are on drugs for depression. Depression gets better by itself with nothing. I mean, there are many things that can help it go away sooner, you know, like nutrition and exercise and a lot of things that we could talk about. But even if you did nothing, depression, the natural course of depression is it goes away by itself. If you medicate it, you actually create a chemical imbalance that did not exist before, despite all the TV commercials that say you may be suffering from a chemical imbalance. There is no such thing as that. Until you put all the chemicals into the brain, you cause a chemical imbalance, which is why people relapse and get depressed again. The drug created it, but again, it's being reframed, and they're being told, oh, you are one of those people who has a chemical imbalance. You have chronic depression. You'll need to be on this for the rest of your life. That wasn't the case in the 50s prior to the introduction of all these drugs. Depression was episodic. Somebody would have it. It would go away in a month to 6 months by itself. Then the antidepressants were introduced, and the idea was, oh, maybe it will shorten the duration of the episode. But very shortly, actually, you start seeing in the psychiatric journals articles commenting on the relapse and people writing and saying, huh, I think this is causing a chronic condition. And that goes on for, you know, the 70s, 80s, 90s, where you hear people, you see some of these articles where psychiatrists are calling for some caution. They're saying it's creating a problem. And then by 2000, the history starts getting rewritten, and depression starts being referred to as a chronic condition, where earlier it was referred to as something that would resolve without treatment. The problem that was created by the drug got reframed and was just now called natural to the condition itself, saying, oh, depression, we know depression is a chronic illness and people need to be on antidepressants for the rest of their life. Well, that was created. And that's another thing that, you know, for people to be aware of. An antidepressant may help them in the short term. Artificially, it changes the brain chemistry and it will artificially, they'll feel better. But the brain will compensate for that artificial increase in neurotransmitter. And what it does is it actually atrophies some of the receptor sites because to the brain, there's an imbalance now. And the brain says, whoa, we have much too much serotonin. We didn't used to have this much. Shut down some of the receptor sites as a way to compensate. And that's why when people go off of the drug, they get depressed because they don't have the same number of receptor sites that they used to. And sometimes that's permanent and most time not. Like the brain is resilient and can recreate those. But people need to go off of the drug extremely slowly and let their own, you know, brain kind of readjust and get back to the normal that it was before. And then they need to look at why they were depressed in the first place. You know, whether their life conditions, whether their nutrition is an issue, whether there's an underlying medical condition, whether they need to change jobs or, you know, exercise or start painting or learn something new. There's so many things that people can change in their life to feel better.
And let me just reiterate something that that you had said. And I can remember, certainly, that depression, people would become depressed. They'd be depressed for 6 months. They'd get better. Once you put them on the drugs, they don't get better. They got to keep taking the drugs.
That's right.
And certainly, you can alter the function of the brain by diet. You can alter it by exercise. And certainly, we actually have a DVD, Dr. Blaylock talks. And mentions that many people, and even those with psychiatric, I'm talking about schizophrenia. You change their diet, and they get off their schizophrenia. You put them back on the same old diet, the schizophrenia comes back again. Now, mm-hmm. Schizophrenia is different than a depression. There are two entities. One, they were always the two main entities. Now they've broken them down to all sorts of sub-entities. But you do not need them. Of course, one of the biggest problems we have is putting children on this drug. Do you have a question or comment?
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Did you see the size of that commission?
That certainly was a large commission.
Where's the gold? It's a very, very big commission. Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, you get a lot less gold, and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, Certified Master Herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free New Vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card. Visit www.greencleanfood.com. That's greencleanfood.com.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Well, one of the big problems is today the fact that so many children are on the psychiatric drugs. First of all, if you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. Our guest, Dr. Linda Loggeman. Linda, would you like to go ahead and put out your website? Tell people how to get in touch with you, get in touch with your information.
Sure. So one of the best websites where you can get all kinds of information and updates on everything going on in the, with the drug industry and the mental health field is CCHR.org. That stands for Citizens Commission on Human Rights. And I mentioned I'm a commissioner for them. That's made up of, it's the oldest, largest international mental health watchdog, founded in 1969. And made up of doctors and lawyers and even, some artists and various people who share a concern about what's going on in the mental health field and trying to get a true informed consent. So anyway, that's cchr.org. And the other one, the international, which is cchrint.org. And then to reach me directly, which people can do, and I'm happy to answer questions for people, is... and reach me either at drlagaman.com, which is drlagaman.com, or dsmcontroversy.com, the DSM standing for Diagnostic Statistical Manual. It's the mental health billing bible, basically. So dsmcontroversy.com. And I'm going to be, I've been so busy. I haven't really updated these sites, but I'm going to be, starting a blog so I can put more information out there that people can have access to. So, I hope that people do get more info and spread the word. It's up to us. You know, the pharmaceutical industry is not going to stop selling these things. And it's really about people getting informed and people stopping being consumers giving warnings to others who may not have the information. You know, one of these things, the violence that we talked about, that's something people can do something about too. The shootings and the psychiatric drug connection is demanding that Congress have a hearing that will look into that link. Remember when Michael Moore did that movie Bowling for Columbine about that, which was one of our, you know, kind of the more famous school shootings, the Columbine with those two kids. Can't remember the names, Eric Kleibold or something. I can't remember the names of the kids. But he's actually come out with a postscript because he said one of the things they were left with after he did a lot of investigating during that movie, and they were left with why. Why did this happen? These were seemingly two, you know, decent kids. They didn't have any history of violence. And now, he says, now that he's done more research and found out about the psychiatric drugs, which they were on, that he's saying now it might be that the answer, it's nothing more than the fact that they were on these drugs, that's the answer, that's the why. And I think that's true. And this is something that, Eli Lilly has covered up for years, for 15 years. I think they covered up their own data that showed the increase in suicides. You know, Prozac, there are 6 times more suicides in the Prozac group than in the placebo group. Which is the case also with other antidepressants. Prozac is just the worst. Another thing is just the marketing of these things that I think it would be helpful for people to think about that, how we have these direct-to-consumer advertising. You have TV commercials, print ads. There's a lot of money that goes into the marketing of these. They have branding groups, they hire focus groups, all of this goes on, you know, and they come up with names like Abilify. That's an antipsychotic that is now very commonly sold to people. Abilify makes you think of ability, makes you think of Fortify. It should be called Disabilify. It destroys people's ability. But, you know, marketing, with good marketing, you can sell anything. And so you've got Abilify, you've got Prozac, which causes suicide, and they know it, and it still got approved that it increased suicide. You know, the placebo group taking nothing, there were 2 suicides per, I can't remember what it was, I think it was per 1,000 people on the placebo, 2 suicides, and in the Prozac group there were 12 suicides. So it's very clear, you know. Prozac.
We do have a caller. Let's see who's calling
sure.
in. Who's
sure.
calling in?
Hi, this is Ann, and
please,
I'm calling
speak
in.
Speak a little louder.
Yes, the second website you said was CCHRINT.
Yes.
Okay. .org. Okay. The other question that I had is, I have a friend who turned 65 and had to get on Medicare this year, and he has never had any alcohol issues, and he's never had any depression. And he came out of that with a diagnosis when he read his paperwork a few months ago that he's a depressed alcoholic. And I think this is related to Agenda 21 because they want to create as many ways to kill people as possible.
Yeah.
Underneath the motivation to make money, there's also the motivation for the one world. It's not one world. It's the communist takeover of America, as far as I am concerned.
Yeah.
It is Agenda 21.
I think that's a good point and a good concern.
Is there a way to reverse? My question is there a way to reverse these diagnoses meaning, you know, the doctors are dragging their feet on changing the, you know, removing this because there's no history of drug use. There's no history of alcohol use. So how can you get, you know, into a depression? What I mean is, how can you be diagnosed as a depressed alcoholic when you have no, you know, maybe their one of their parents was, but then they lock that diagnosis right onto the. Would have been better for that person to have lied about the parent's death and you know, like that, because these medical doctors don't know what the history is of a lot of people are, and then you tell them the truth, and then they've got you.
Right. So well, your question is, can this be removed?
Unfortunately, there's a motivation. To put out these medications because there's a profit to be made. And unfortunately, the medication should be there to help the people, not primarily for the profit. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they've come up with, this has nothing to do with psychiatric drugs, but they've come up with a new pill for hepatitis C, chronic hepatitis C, $1,000 a day. $1,000 a day. Wonderful new medicine. It's going to make billions of dollars this year. $1,000 a day. Where is the outcry from the medical profession? Well, the insurance companies pay for it. The doctors pay for it. Anyway, anything else you wanted to say?
I want to know what you can do to get this removed from the...
I was going to answer that. So, unfortunately, I don't know of a way to get that removed, and that's part of what's a crazy system. I had a very similar situation before I closed my practice of somebody...
Hold that thought.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to a break. We'll
I'll
be back
after.
In a moment.
Okay.
Our number is 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. You're invited to join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2014 on Monday, April the 14th, at the Ramada Plaza Hotel in North Glen. You have your choice of a delicious lamb or turkey entree. Adults are $36, children 9 through 12 are $20, children 6 through 9 are $18, and children under 5 are free. Deadline for making your reservations is Friday, April the 4th. Call 1-800-205-6245 and make your reservation for Passover now. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Richard! Please answer the phone!
Richard called one of those other toll dealers.
Richard! Please answer the door!
Richard gave them all their information.
Richard, you should have called Patriot! Now they'll never stop calling and sending their solicitations!
Don't be a Richard. Call the Patriot Trading Group for all your gold and silver needs at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess morning, Dr. Linda Lagerman, we talked about the issues of psychiatric drugs and, of course, basically putting people on these for depression. Whereas depression will go away, you can get rid of it with diet and exercise. It's a self-limiting condition, and yet they're putting people on these drugs for the rest of their life. Unfortunately, we've lost sight of what this is all about. It's not about taking care of people. It's about the massive profit for the drug companies. We're talking about $250 billion a year for medications today. Well, Linda, let's see. We do have another caller. Linda, do you want to finish up your thought before we go to the next caller?
Yeah, let's just answer that one. So The question was if you can remove a diagnosis, and from my experience, you can't. Even as the treating psychologist, when I called the insurance company and said, this person does not have that diagnosis, they were sent, you know, it was whatever, somebody else had diagnosed them a long time ago, and it was on their record, and they told me, I cannot have it removed. You cannot ever remove one. Now, I don't know, you know, of other case, but this was just my own experience. So this is part of the problem of the power that psychiatry has gotten in our culture, that this is the case, even though it's all not based on science. It's not that there was ever a test done that confirmed it, obviously. This person you're talking about diagnosed inaccurately.
There's no history.
Right. But it's just somebody's opinion, and they put it on there for whatever reason, and it carries tremendous power. So it's very unfortunate. Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye.
Okay, yeah, we do have another caller, but is there anything else our current caller wanted to say before we let you go?
Sure. Let's hear the caller.
Okay, who else is calling in?
This is Ruth from Denver.
Yes, please speak a little louder.
This is Ruth from Denver.
Go right ahead.
The school shooters, many of them, especially the Columbine school shooters, have also been molested. That is another reason that they are so angry. That's why they were put on the drugs to begin with.
Right. So people do have real struggles. So somebody, you know, molested, they're going to have problems. You're going to compound it by putting them on a drug. And that anger that they had, rightfully, about being molested, is not going to get better by putting them on a drug that compromises impulses, that creates a sense of unreality in the world. It's not going to resolve anything. It's going to further overwhelm their mind that is already trying to deal with something that's overwhelming. So, yeah, I mean, I think again, you know, you're going to be able to find problems because somebody put on a drug was seeking help for something. But, you know, there's not a link between molesting and mass shooting. But you get a psychiatric drug that is changing a person's brain and their sense of their mind and their sense of reality. That's a dangerous combination. You know, psychiatric drugs and guns, you know, any drugs and guns don't go well together.
And I want to thank our caller. We do have another caller on the line. Who else is calling in?
Yes.
Right up, please.
I wanted to ask if a condition for after 12 years of antipsychotics, if she would have any idea what it is when you try to focus on something minute or try to write something small, your eyes kind of like have a strobe effect.
You're asking about that side effect from antipsychotics?
Yeah, I know my nutrition is suffering because of the digestive problems and stuff. I had a condition where I couldn't walk and I had intense pain, and they put me on these medications. But I know that it's the social pressures that are keeping me, and the fact that I don't volunteer for the medications or anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they throw you in the hospital if you don't take them.
Yeah.
And they really, I mean, they really do humiliate you.
Right.
But I was wondering about this strobe effect. It's just kind of like, you know, it blinks on, your vision blinks off and on, really, and it's really kind of scary.
Yeah, I don't know that one specifically, but the antipsychotics do damage, they do some nerve damage, some of the nerve fibers.
Yeah.
So that may be what's causing that. You know, and you bring up the point of this, you know, the coercion involved in, these drugs, you know, where you're put in a position where, well, if you don't take this, then you're non-compliant, then we've got to, you know, hospitalize you and force you to take them. This is, again, it's like very serious, the control the psychopharmaceutical, the psychiatric, system has now on people with no science behind it, with no known cures, with no significant contributions to our society. lots of damage being created, and yet they can, you know, their word can be so powerful and given so much weight in our culture. It's kind of incomprehensible. So there's a book I want to tell you about. It's by a doctor named Peter Breggin, B-R-E-G-G-I-N. It's called Psychiatric Drug Withdrawal, and it's a guide for doctors and therapists and family members about how you come off of some of these drugs, because, you know, and it's, you know, he's got a whole protocol on how you do that, but, you know, they're causing far more problems, more damage than whatever they were intended to help. And then you kind of get back to basics and then try to address whatever the issues are that were underlying to start with. Okay.
Okay, fine. Anything else you wanted to ask before we let you go? All right, we're just about out of time, Dr. Loggeman. We've got 1 minute for you to wrap up the program.
Well, I would just encourage people to get informed and inform other people. And, you know, the website again, cchr.org and cchrint.org are places to get information and to send to others. We've got to do something. It's situation is rapidly getting worse. There's been just in this 1 year from 2010 to 2011, there was a 17% increase in drugs prescribed to children for ADHD. So the drug companies are moving fast and getting more and more people on drugs, and we have to be fast and combat that.
Amen to that. And the thing is, if you're going to take a drug, read the package insert. Read the package insert. That's why it's there. God bless. Thank you, Dr. Loggeman. We'll talk to you again sometime real soon.
Okay, thank you.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and I think this is a very real problem. We just get into the children on ADD and ADHD, entirely new diseases, probably related to the use of vaccines and the mercury and the aluminum and the other poisons that they put into the vaccines. And ladies and gentlemen, most people have no idea. And people say, well, they would never do anything like that. And I would say, yes, they would. There really are evil people in the world. They're poisoning our people. There are people who honestly want to do away with the majority of the population. And if you doubt that, you need to go to our website, radioliberty.com, and read the treatise there on the Georgia Guidestones, erected by a secret society. Information suppressed from the public. They want to kill off 90% of the population of the world. RadioLiberty.com, Georgia Guidestones. It's just that you can read about them up on the internet. Understand it's not imaginary, it's real, and they're poisoning our people with psychiatric drugs. I mean, the incidence of the use of a psychotropic drug in children, I've heard figures as high as 1 in 6 children will be getting some sort of a psychotropic drug sometime during the youth. Why are we doing this? We're doing far more harm than good, and you're going to have to look after yourself and your family. It's not that your doctor wants to help or hurt you, but he goes to medical meetings, and he is consistently lied to. I know because I go to medical meetings on a regular basis, and so much of the information put out just is not true. Well, Cindy, if you want more information, you need to go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and we have actually information on all sorts of subjects, both medical and non-medical. If you want to do something generally on information on medicine, we suggest you get the DVD we have by Dr. Russell Blaylock on vaccines and brain development. That's vaccines and brain development. Certainly we have Dr. Blaylock's wonderful book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And every family should have one and learn about the dangers of medicines, about the advantages of herbs and of diet. And Dr. Blaylock's been my friend for 30 years. One of the finest researchers we have, doing this full time now after he retired from neurosurgery. But Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, a book every family should have. We have his other book, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. We have a 4-tape set of my interviews with Dr. Blaylock and the DVD, Vaccines and Brain Development. Certainly we have the talks given by Dr. David Ayoub when he's been out to visit with us. And certainly you want to get his DVDs. We have 2 of them. And certainly we have a book on magnesium. Most people are deficient in magnesium. And we have a 4-tape set on magnesium. Aspartame, they're poisoning our food. They know what they're doing. Aspartame breaks down to formaldehyde and methanol. What's the safe level of methanol? There is none. Aspartame is in 14,000 products. We have a 4 CD set. We have a DVD on aspartame. You need to get these things. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You see, if this was a problem, everybody would be talking about it. No, ladies and gentlemen, if this was a problem, no one would be talking about it, because the media in America is controlled by 6 corporations, and of course they tie it to the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book, you need to get it. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.